But listen, in seeking out people to talk to about our current situation, just an idea last week came to me, and we started rolling with the fact that we should check in with banks, see how banks are doing, see how the lending for the PPP is going, talk to somebody about investments and what you can do to kind of stabilize yourself in all of this, and just even your local bank. And joining us here this morning, Linda Lorden, who is president of Merrimack County Savings Bank. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Pat.
All right.
Great to be with you.
Oh, I'm glad you are. Now, banking is an essential business, but we've gone kind of through some changes as the pandemic rolled into New Hampshire. And you have to not only consider all of your employees, but your customers as well. And I suppose closing the lobbies was the first good thing to do.
We did. You know, it was a hard decision. We started to really take a look and understand what would be the safest thing for our employees and for our customers. And we did make the decision in mid-March to close our lobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was well-received from our employees and from our customers as well. Our drive-ups are open. And
which is great, and that's a great thing that most banks have some kind of drive-up service, which, you know, there are restaurants now that are creating drive-up services. You guys had it built in.
Right, we really did. We had a couple of branches without drive-up, but we worked around that. But it's amazing the work you can do with a drive-up. When we think about the foot traffic that would be in our lobbies, we've really moved a lot of them to be able to help them at the drive-up, but also over the phone, through technology and online banking products and services.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing everything we can to accommodate them through this challenging time.
Right, because it is, I mean, things have kind of flipped upside down for a lot of people, but making sure, because if they ever had to close banks, this could have been a much worse situation.
I totally agree. The last thing anyone wants to hear is I don't have access to my money, right?
Oh, because that would freak people out more than toilet paper.
Right, absolutely, and we get that. And, you know, for many customers, we have a lot of transactions on a daily basis, a lot of telephone calls,
mm-hmm.
but people need to get to the bank. And we do still have some folks. We do make appointments for folks with safe deposit boxes because, as you know, you'd need to come into a location.
Sure.
There may be a critical need, and we'll work that around and make sure that we can accommodate all the needs of our customers to the best we can.
Right, and all customers, because let's not forget, as a local bank, Merrimack County Savings Bank works with local business.
We sure do. We love our local businesses.
Absolutely. We, in one way, we're all kind of essential to our community. But it's nice to know that even people going through a troubling time right now, they can still count on the bank being there for them.
They sure can. We've worked with, as you might imagine, hundreds of small and local businesses and trying to work with them. You know, the most recent event was the Payroll Protection Program.
Yep.
We had lenders working around the clock to help as many of our business customers as we could to complete applications and secure funding for them. We've worked with many customers to work with a loan modification or forbearance programs,
mm-hmm.
understanding that businesses are closed.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier. You know, restaurants are, you know, the lifeline of, you know, downtown in our
mm-hmm.
small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Moving to delivery or pickup, you know, takeout only. That's a big, you know, a big change. We recognize that.
Yeah.
And we're trying to be an advocate and a champion for all of them. You know, and we want to make possible that, you know, that they can sustain their way of life, you know, even after the pandemic lifts.
Yeah. And I suppose the same could be said for homeowners that have mortgages.
Yes, absolutely. There are a number of relief efforts that we have and we're participating in to help homeowners get through this challenging time. You know, homeowners that have lost their jobs. Or have a spouse that's lost a job or a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the types of things that, you know, one day life is going along and the next day you know, businesses are closing and folks are, you know, being laid off or losing their jobs. And it certainly is a challenging time. And we're all in this together. We need to work together. We need our, you know, our customers and our communities and our small businesses to help us through this. We need to partner.
Hey, well, okay. And then let's go to a third group here. And that would be local nonprofits, because I know that you guys do a lot of work with the nonprofits, and they are now raising up to have a real need in the community.
A huge need. We're as a community bank for over 150 years, you know, we support nonprofits. It's a priority for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a lot of social media messaging for them on their behalf.
Sure.
A lot of them have had to change the ways in which they fundraise, you know, so mm-hmm. that you're not walking to an event. We continue to be responsive to requests for contributions and other support, you know, particularly by those most affected by the pandemic. It's important. Again, many of these small nonprofits are a lifeline in this community
mm-hmm.
to homeless folks that are food insecure.
Sure.
You know, they're helping the most vulnerable, and we need to play a role in that.
Because you're a community bank, Linda.
Exactly.
You know, you really are a local bank. You're not some big old bank from, you know, who knows where else in the world. You are right here in our community. The people that work there live in this community, play in this community, and you are one of the people in the neighborhood. Sesame Street had it right years ago. You know what I mean? But you're an essential part of how, you know, how we conduct our daily lives, daily, weekly, monthly lives.
And we need to be here for them. You know, we've been there for them in the past. We're here for them now, and we'll be with them in the future. I mean, it's who we are.
Yeah.
You know, we have an obligation to support this community, and we feel good about doing that.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, I wish the best for everybody at the bank. I can't wait till things open up. Hopefully, we do it in a paced, measured kind of way when we do open up. Because so many people have used this cliche, but you can't just switch the light on.
No, you definitely can. I'm with you there. We want to, you know, I think we're all anxious and just to be and see folks that we're used to seeing, but you're right. We need to do it in a responsible way,
mm-hmm.
And that's safe for everybody. That day will come. You know, we'll come out stronger together on the other side of this. And I think when that day comes, there's going to be a lot of smiles. You know, because we haven't. You know, just working remotely and some people in the office and some people not in the office. You miss that social piece and you know the connection to our community. It's been difficult.
Absolutely, it has, and especially when we're people like we are, like you and I are. You know, we love people. It's part of what we do. Yes, you do banking, I do radio, but it's really about the people. And in a time like this, it's got to be about the people.
It really does, you know. And at the end of the day, if we all do what we need to, we can all feel good about it. And you know, we look forward to the future.
All right, that's awesome. Linda Lorden, president of Merrimack County Savings Bank, thank you so much for taking time. It is great to know that in these times that you are. You're part of the skeleton of what's keeping us all together.
Thank you so much, Pat. Stay safe and healthy.
Absolutely, we will. Appreciate it, Linda. That's great. 9:32, more of Good Morning New Hampshire. The tail end coming right up. I'm on a 77, The Pulse.